The fellowship was initiated, I think, 3 years ago, by the Mandela. President Obama, and there are several people who have gone for this fellowship, and we have learned from each other. We have heard from them on how good the fellowship is, and how it's actually harness your leadership skills. So when I heard of this fellowship and also read about it online, I was just triggered to do that, because it's something that bring young African leaders together, and you learn from each other. So that's why I actually applied to it.
Right. So now that your fellowship is finished, what would you say was its impact on your skill development and career?
Oh my, it was really great, and I learned a lot from these the young leaders of actually who are our future leaders in this beautiful continent of Africa. I met several young African leaders from different countries, and some countries I actually been hearing of, and I never maybe I never knew they exist. And it was really great. You meet people from an island, a small island called Cape Verde, of only 500 people, and that's a country, my brother.
Yeah.
And and a country like Guinea-Bissau, of 1.2 million people, and Equatorial Guinea, some small countries, and they have such energetic youth who are willing to do what it takes to help their country and to bring up the generation that that is coming up in their country. So I really learn a lot, having the same thing that we do back home here, and also learning from them. It's a good experience to come and reciprocate what you learn from them, and bring it back home, because I do understand from that aspect, or from that meeting that we had, I understood that we do have problems everywhere, and different people have different ways of solving this problem. So we learn from each other, and learning from each other, whatever skills that I applied in South Sudan, someone might pick that one up and, apply it somewhere, be it Kenya, be it Uganda, or any other African country. So
indeed,
it's really great.
So what lessons? You said you've quite learned a lot of lessons that, from all these people. What have you brought us back home? I mean, like something that you're going to implement.
Well, aside Anna Taban, that I'm already implementing.
Very active member of, yes.
I have a lot that I want to, to do to empower youth and promote the young or the upcoming generation of our country. And aside that, I have a plan of having like a youth resource center whereby these youth can be getting together and trying to, to hone their skills and do more of what is actually needed of them, because the country need much from us than what we need from our country.
Indeed.
So it's about us to take up that ownership, that feeling that, we should be these patriotic citizens who are actually proactive and will always want to do something for their country. So that's the thing that I brought back, and I want us, to step up, because you could see how, how these other people, the 999 other fellows, from
other countries,
including our country, 13 from our country and the other countries. So, you see how energetic they were, how they love their countries, how they were so proud of their countries. Someone will introduce himself or herself and say, yeah, I'm from this beautiful country with this and that. Well, I would always say, yeah, I'm from the world.
Yeah, I know. I know how that feels. No, yes. Yeah. Jacob, what have they learned from you?
Well, they have learned enough, and they have learned that though they have been hearing of war in South Sudan, there are people who are also there who are trying, energetic youth like them, who are also trying to bring peace to their country, to South Sudan. There are also good people in South Sudan. It's not only known for war. The 14 of us who went from here, they have seen what South Sudan holds. Is not only a bunch of armies, it's not only like people who like fighting, but people who have something in their brain, people who can actually develop this country, people who have a future of this country. So they have learned enough from South Sudan.
And I guess you have been tired of explaining where South Sudan is.
Yeah.
Because many people might have not known and heard about South Sudan.
You know, the best thing that I would always say is like, okay, you have been talking of how beautiful your countries are, but there is one beautiful aspect of my country. Mm-hmm. We have the longest river in the world.
Flowing through our country.
Flowing through our country. So they will be like, what? The longest river in the world? Yeah, uh-huh. That's it.
And we are the youngest country.
That title has. So that's another thing.
All right.
So how would you describe the fellowship environment comparing between the different countries you visited and South Sudan?
The fellowship environment.
Mm-hmm.
It was really great. At first when... when I went to the U.S. and going there during summertime, it was quite hectic because mm-hmm. you got confused. It get dark at 9 p.m.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
And you know us. Okay. We go to bed, you know,
by 9.
Yeah. With
darkness.
Yeah, I get that.
So imagine it's 9 p.m. and, you know,
it's
there's still
bright.
No darkness.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And... after, you know, when it get dark at 9, you know, you have to wait, you know, 7. You stay for some time when it's dark.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
By that time, it's already 2 or it's already 1. And, you know, you only sleep like for, I don't know how many hours, 2
that
or 3 hours.
3 hours.
Can you imagine?
Very
it's already,
confusing.
Yeah, it's really so confusing. Mm-hmm. And you just wake up early in the morning. The day are so long, like, you mm-hmm. know.
Yeah, I
and
get
the
it.
Light is, I mean,
the night is very, very short. Okay. Yeah, very short. Yeah, so are you keeping ties with your former, I mean, your former fellows? And if yes, how and for what reasons?
Yeah, we're keeping in touch because, you know, every time there are new ideas and every time we learn from each other. So the more you keep in touch, the more you get to update yourself on what is going on, what is so-and-so doing in this country, what is so-and-so doing in, you know, in Kenya, in Uganda, mm-hmm. In Cote d'Ivoire, in Kivat, and such places. So, you know, we keep in touch. And also here in South Sudan, we still keep in touch as the group.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when we come back home here, we just don't want to come and throw that...
the knowledge you acquired.
The knowledge down. Mm-hmm. And you don't share the ideas with each other and the experience that you have gained from different places. Because we were not staying in the same place when we went there.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I was only there alone as the only South Sudanese there among 20 other countries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so
all right, so this is a final one and a more personal question.
Right.
How do you envisage your career now as a Mandela Washington fellow?
Well, I feel challenged at some point because mm-hmm. you know, as I told you before about what other people are doing in their countries, I feel like I have more to do, and I will always work for, you know, my vision and what South Sudan that I want to, you know, to have. So it will always be more of working for what I actually cherish most, and that is the South Sudan. So it's about us, you know, to pick up something. Look at what, you know, we are all born, but after being born, you need to define your purpose. So if you have defined your purpose of, you know, working for the betterment of the country, or rather for South Sudan, for now, then, you know, you have to work hard for that. So I envision a country that is at peace, that is protecting its citizen, a country that have, you know, have that unity that we used to have before.
Mm-hmm.
We need to restore it. So I envision working with youth.
All right. Finally, any message out there, any message to the youth, particularly to, you know, might share the same vision with you or who don't actually share the same vision with you. Generally, what is your final message to the youth?
My final message is it's never too late. It's never too late for you to start up anything. It's never too late to contribute toward doing something for your country. It's never too late for you, you know, to be at what you want, as long as you have, you know, you envision it and you want to go through it, so you can do it.
Nothing
can stop you from it.
Jacob Bull, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Breakfast Show, and welcome back home, by the way, and we wish you all the best in what you you know, what you're going to do in your career.
Thank you so much, Sebit.
All right, and that's Jacob Bull of the Anataban Youth Activism Group, and he is one of the fellows who just returned from the Washington Fellowship, the Mandela Washington Fellowship, and he has been here telling us about his experience and what he has brought back home from the experience he had in that.